What's it like?
The people that they met were few, and might have been disturbed by two who looked so strange and oddly intertwined. But living with their stumpy uncle, who was unconcerned and rumpled, simply made them clueless to their kind. They thought that we were put together randomly, just like the weather, with no uniformity in mind.
Я понял, что дядя был без ноги, но не понял, что был с близнецами.
Vision only lasted for a while, until he passed away and they were sent off to a home. The children there did not have parents, were all alike and always staring at the two who never were alone. And so they cried and then withdrew from those who shouted, laughed, and who made misery a value to condone.
Ой, давай после эфира обсудим, да? Или если после этого будем смотреть кино. Я все-таки пытаюсь смотреть и слушать, да. Ну, это сложно, это ж нужно завести. Хотя, давай, я могу и имя спалить. Подумаю.
Once outside, they heard some children shouting that a car had killed one of their pets out in the road ahead. As they approached the fallen dog, some blood appeared, and then they saw its quivering and disconnected leg. So they kneeled upon the ground and lifted up the leg they found and wedged it down below their necks where their bodies were united. Then the sun, which had been blinding, wait! And in an instant, all was dark. Suddenly, the air was still, as apprehension filled the moment like the shadows of a shark. But when the sun returned above them, no one laughed or made fun of them, for the barking dog had been reborn, running free and resurrected, causing them to be respected by those who had avoided them before.
Я так понял, они все-таки сиамские близнецы, сросшиеся. Не знаю, они просто оживили собаку. А ногу собаку положили как бы там, где они срастаются. Солнце погасло, а после, когда зажглось, собака ожила. Такой вот Иисус.
My wife had fallen into sickness and calling out my name. with questions on her tongue. We had always been so happy that at first I wasn't sad because I thought my love could keep her strong. But I never fought so wrongly because the fever fought too strongly and it seemed she never fought at all. Soon she died and I despaired upon the love seat we had shared in spring and summer, winter and the fall. I tried and tried to understand why love itself could not command my true love from the comas of her mind. Empty, open, and foreboding, life became an endless ocean, somehow stained with silence as I pined. Death had brought its separation, getting me an education of a dull and slowly drifting day. I fill my emptiness with sorrow, begging what I could not borrow from the friends I finally drove away. Yes, my life was nearly ruined till I saw what you were doing. Now I strive to keep on serving you. Life is good, but I am better, for at last I finally let her go. Sadly, now I see the answer. All her life she was a dancer. But no one ever played the song she knew. As I begged and then implored, they told me other childhood stories. Well, never quite.
Какой там костюм женщина? Кстати, я так не уверен, женщина там или мужчина.
They told me other childhood stories. Well, never quite conceding me access to the whole.
Вот то, что вот это с нимбом тянка, я понял. Это, кажется, именно та тянка, которая играет, которая по телеку играет близнецов.
Holy Union, which was somehow near and looming, just beyond the limit of my reach. For they had a way of keeping it aloof, while never seeming even vaguely rude or incorrect. Then one day it finally happened. Just before they took a nap, we joked around the room in which they slept. They were laughing at a problem, where I hustled out some slob who screamed that they were phonies, fakes, and liars. They snickered at my righteous rage and said that I should act my age, or else they'd have to hold me back next time. I laughed and said that it would take more than just two freaks to make me stop if someone bothered them again. I then at once, we started shoving back and forth until a sudden move caught me completely off my guard. Quickly, they surrounded me. Inside a wall of flesh, I found my only freedom rested in a head that dangled up and down between their sides until I jerked and seemed to watch it flutter down upon their bomb. Suddenly a shock went through me, and a moment slipped into the room that clearly was not there before. Looking up, we all connected in a triangle of eyes, reflecting tension and unsaid excitement too. Soon it passed in nervous laughter, but I felt a change. Soon after, we unlocked our limbs, and I withdrew.
А, с нимбом, ну да, я про это и сказал. Не женщины в белом, а близнецы неопределенного пола в белом. Точнее, близнецы. Персиамские близнецы, один из которых мужского пола, другой женского. Я так понял. Ну да, по плакату очевидно, что такие сиамские близнецы. Pushed and pushed and pushed them through the towns and through the bushes, and the word was spreading like a whore. Come and see the holy twosome. They can heal and they can do some things that no one ever did before. Очевидно, когда это снималось, да? So they came for holy healing. Хотя, судя по всему, что не все, значит, наверное, где-то в 22-м. Both the belching and the squealing and the ones that maybe just were bored.
while they slowly faded, as I smiled and masqueraded as the liberator of their fear. Kneeling dim along the line, I take a tiny piece of pie upon the chin of every new believer. This from that, a copper wire stretched across a tubeless tire and ended in a severed hemisphere. Then at once the fees were taken and the apprehension.
Андрюша Шаповалов сильно изменился за лето.
Shaken for the twins would silently appear. Full of love and life and smiling, knowing not that all the while I too was smiling like a proud cashier. Silently, I stood between them, holding up the crimson gleaming circle with its ends not quite in line. Then I lifted up the cover, softly, like it was my lover, and I felt them shudder as they sighed. As I clamped the metal on it, something like a liquid donut shimmered by the Holy Union's side. And the people screamed and shouted as the donut grew and sprouted little bitty dust balls made of fire, which then soon enough descended down the lines that finally ended at the screams and unbelieving cries.
Что-то я не понял, что он описывает.
For soon the cripples would be walking, and the dummies would be talking, but no one knew exactly how or why. I was standing at the fireplace, thinking of my own desire, which seemed to be a hole of hurt and horror, when I heard a little giggle, sounding like some silly piglet playing in the mud so soft and warm. So I went and looked around, and from the bathroom door, I found some sounds that had not come from there before. So I shouted, "Come on out!" And soon their faces, full of doubt, peeked at me from a newly opened door. They said that they were having fun was something that they found someone had left inside a little leather pouch. "Let me see," I said, and took it with a snatch, then left a crooked smile across the corner of my mouth. It was a smooth and shiny object with a purpose and a job I recognized and easily defined. Looking up, I saw one pair of eyes that boldly stabbed and stared deep into the secrets of my mind. I knew it was It was the she thing, not the they, not the he thing. Looking back at me and my desire, inflamed, I reached and pulled them close. Then at once, I had them both on back.
Похоже, это именно дилдак.
See, we fell into a pile of quivering and awkward bodies, arms and legs and elbows caught beneath the round in between us all. And said that we should soon discuss the object which was unidentified. I left them with a lame excuse, but if I were to tell the truth, I was confused. I was confused. I was confused by what I felt inside.
Заметил ты меня бокса? Предметом был дилдак. Заметил, как он по... Я обратил внимание, как он по клавиатурке, по пианинке прошелся, по... Так, твук. Возможно, это сатирный локс принял.
I woke up from sleeping with a restless, reaching feeling, but I did not know what I was reaching for. So I got up and started walking, and soon found that I was stalking prey that I could utilize for more than just an easy conversation or an evening's inspiration. Now was the time to get my fill. And as I walked, I thought of flies that stuck to sticky pecan pies that people put up on the windowsill, and how those fine fat flies would feed until they satisfied their greed, then buzzed about in panic till they died. Knowing where my feet would take me if I kept on moving made me see myself exactly like those flies, drawn into a situation that with some consideration never would fulfill its smiling smell. But there was no hesitation in my deed or in my making sure my steps were silent as they fell. As I walked into the darkness, something like a woken sharpness penetrated deep into the room. Then I touched her arm and throat and found beneath my hand a coat of moisture like the inside of a wound. The other one was breathing deeply, so I thought he must be sleeping, but my judgment may have come too soon. "Hold me tight and be my master," someone whispered, and I fastened fingers tight around the tiny wrist that I firmly held behind her as I mounted and confined her with a fury potent as a fist. Then I heard a little snicker, but I was so busy with her that I did not notice him or care. He quickly put his hands around my neck and squeezed as if the sounds I made should not evacuate my throat, causing me to moan too loudly as I gasped and jerked on out the fire that I no longer could control. I was first to see the flashing, blinding light of liquid lashing out my arm from my convulsions spread to my writhing young companions who were lost in an abandoned cream that soon would crack. And went to bed. Afterwards, when it was quiet and the passion had subsided, I told them that we should do this again. But then I said,
"Нет, он описывает секс с сиамскими близнецами."
It would be wrong to play these games of weak and strong without me around to lend a helping hand and point out all the dangers in it, for there were so many, and they simply were too young to understand.
Здравствуйте, вы опоздали. Так, еще 20 минут. Перерыв 3 минуты на пописать, не больше. Мне нужно пописать. Вот сейчас мы можем обсудить геймпад. Как вы можете мне представить геймпад без особого палева? Это только, по-моему, нужно боинский почтовый ящик, типа, делать. Лучше просто задрать геймпад. Elden Ring мне, наверное, не пойдет. Так что да, есть только Dark Souls. Пописали, да. Тихо, вообще ко мне смотрит, чем я сомневаюсь. Ну да ладно. Хотя кто-то смотрит, А еще вы можете решить, будем ли мы смотреть после кино, раз уж тут кто-то собрался. Пока кто-то собрался, мы можем посмотреть кино. Потому что больше киноэфиров на этом больше типа не будет, потому что людей собрать не получается обычно. Вот.
All day I just walking. My mind did too much talking.
Ну, значит, не будем смотреть.
To itself, it left me feeling torn. I thought of our last episode and how it ruptured and eroded feelings from a closely guarded core. Also then...
Интересный косяк нейронки, это из...
...closely guarded core. Also then, I knew corruption leaked...
Какое-нибудь, не знаю. Либо надо выбирать обскур, чтобы в тему, либо наоборот для контраста йобу. Если йобу, то фериозу
чё. Also then, I knew corruption leaked into this last eruption and its oily odor stained my mind. Long ago, I knew that I was sly, perhaps, and not too nice, but underneath, I thought my goals divine. But now, how could I tolerate behavior that could suffocate innocence that could not be renewed? Desire collided in my mind. The thoughts I once had found divine, torment twisted me between the two. Aimlessly I slowly wandered as my footsteps took me onward. Painfully conflicted and confused. Soon I found myself distracted by a window that attracted barbers to a display of their wares. And what was underneath my stare was silver sharp and could not care about confusion or about despair. It only had one job to do. And since I knew it cut so true, the chaos in my mind was clarified. So I went inside and bought it from a man who never caught the tingle that it raised along my spine. Electrically, a pleasant tension, like a liquid in suspension, lifted up my spirits like a gift. Now my feeling was well-being, but I could not help from seeing that my hands were shaking as I left. Walking home, my thoughts returned to what I told them we had learned, but much of what occurred remained unsaid. Yes, it was a lie, I told them. Not to help, but just to hold them with me. But what I really should have said is lies can often bring you power. Like a coffin filled with flowers gives life to the living, but not the dead. While they were eating supper, seated side by side upon their special stool. So I said when they were finished with their whole wheat toast and spinach, we should go back to the secret room that had only been constructed recently to be conducted to the forest that grew around the twins. Once inside, we all admired its silver-pointed gleaming spire that raised its crystal crown into the wind. Up and up towards the ceiling, gracefully it stretched, not yielding to the confines of the secret room. Or it pierced an open circle and disappeared into the murky night that held its apex like a plume. The room had been an inspiration to the twins that I'd taken, building it of wood and tile and chrome, and they would be inside for hours as the rain dripped down the tower, sitting on a bench, just two alone. But this time, we were not there for inspiration, but to bear our other side and feel the kiss of flesh. Take your clothes off, I commanded. Like a bold and common bandit, basking in a cool, controlling feeling. I was standing back behind them with a length of line to tie them once their nakedness had been revealed. Nail, I said, becoming heated, for the task had been completed, and I felt my goal was drawing near. Then I heard a little snicker. What was that, I said? And giggles swarmed around me like a storm. Stop it, stop it, stop, I said. But it seemed to spread. Stop it, or I won't show you anymore.
We can't believe that you're so dumb to think we needed anyone to show us what we've always known about.
What? I screamed in disbelief, so certain that I was the thief that took away their purity. I shouted, but what about the other night when she and I were locked so tight? And laughter drowned me out, and so I stopped.
What makes you think it was her?
The mocking voices said, with words that cut me like a gutted frog. But I know it must have been because I smelled her heated skin. And
don't you see there is no she now? Don't you see there is no she now? Don't you see there is no she now?
Into my pocket, and a feeling like a shock exuding from my fingertips to town. A path around it up my body, focus just below my gut, made me hold my breath before the blade. But falling last and finally free me from the anger and the screaming, radiating from my raging face. So I slit the holy union, slowly in a 202, creak the bar and split them on the ground. Causing me to fire my passion as I stand into the gas, it quivers like a disemboweled crowd. The grate upon my throbbing Peter wasn't full of the gorgeous Peter, that there were no thoughts inside my mind. Only all-consuming lust of me inflamed and made the sun a smile about it while I came inside. So I slipped my dick into it, thrusting into pain, spewing blood around the room and in my face, causing me fucking harder, deep and fast. I pushed the bars, the shoulders that were down below my waist, sprays were slicing up the air, as my eyes rolled back, and teeth were bared. My lips were stretching tight, and from that cry, there could be but one conclusion to this sick distorted vision. And of course it came, and so did I. Madly with my face before you, I reached down and pushed the bar at their shoulders just before I lost control, causing me to hear a rippy, sicky sound of fleshy splitting as I drifted towards the big black hole. But just before I hit the floor, I noticed one was rolling over, showing me a smooth, unblemished thigh. They ended in a red eruption just below her belly button. But, maybe it was only in my mind. Maybe it was only in my mind. Maybe it was only in my mind.
То, что закончится сексом с разрезанными сиамскими близнецами, я чё-то не ожидал.
Ну, очевидно, что раз он купил бритву, он не себе хуй должен был отрезать, а... Ну, сианские близнецы так и просятся под нож.
So my story winds on down towards an ending that I found acceptable, but some might disagree. I've lived my life and taken chances, and if some were strange by standards that were less important than my needs, well, I guess I could be seen as crooked, evil, bent and twisted, looking down upon the strings I tried to pull. But I see the strings extending up and down and never ending as we dance around ourselves like fools to the tunes that only we hear and the voices only we fear, each inside a solitary hour. But the contact that we do make as we give and take abuse stays, and its value only multiplies. Yes, I'm alone, but not forgotten, for each comes and sees me often, sitting on a stool shaped like a heart. And we laugh and reminisce about a life that once was bliss, before an act of passion made us part. Oh yeah, they're still together, but now their bond is made of leather, not the flesh and blood it used to be. Yeah, they're still full of life and healing, but now it has a different feeling. And only for the few that have the need of pain and pleasure when they merge, indulging in insistent urgency that only lives for seconds at a time. For pain and pleasure are the twins, and slightly out of focus, spin around us till we finally realize that everything that gives us pleasure also gives us pain to measure it by. And in order to survive all our lives, we love illusion, neatly caught between confusion and the need to know we are alive.
This is the end.
Я далеко не все понял к концу, но мне понравилось даже очень.
Вот.
Ну, я понял, это же точно. Близнецы вполне себе выжили, разрезанные. И можете нагуглить Джизли, чем известно. Я сомневаюсь, что она, потому что это все-таки еще и музыкантка, так что, наверное, не она. Декоративное искусство загнивающего капитализма, да. Так что будем смотреть кино или нет, решайте быстрее. Не, наверное, не будем. Да и те заходит Винс. Больше ничего так качественно записанного Резидентов я не нащёл. Да блядь. Ну как бы подходит то, что порноактриса, но это еще и как бы музыкантка нормальная. А ты нагуглил только по порноактрисы. Я думаю, то если было бы это порноактриса и музыкантка, тебе бы в гугле написали, да? А так да, интересное совпадение. Нашел. Джизли. Блять, вообще-то она. Окей, это она. Ну, значит, это не она была в... Вот это. Я думаю, это она. Значит, вот это. Значит, это не она. Порнографик-перформер. H44. Я very young. Ну нет, тем, что оно музыкантка, неизвестно, так что это не она. Есть видео с ней? Ну, видимо, да. А еще не, она известна тем, что с кем-то вместе объявила 21 октября Международным днем фистинга. Окей. Причем непонятно по Википедии, какой биологический пол. О, физик проснулся. Так, значит, смотрим кино, возможно, последнее ever. Ну, точно нет. Точно нет. Запомните, 23 октября, день фистинга. Запомните, да. А знаете что? Все равно уже нормально. Это мы не посмотрим вот так вот, вот с большим количеством людей, с предварительным анонсом, вот прям. Мы все равно уже, видимо, не посмотрим. Поэтому смотрим сейчас просто. И вполне в тему. Тоже музыкальные фрики. Ну, вам нужно время на пописить? Мне, например, нужно. Ну что, сколько вас, рассчитайтесь, я подумаю, стоит ли эту годноту распаковывать.